here's a story from The World.
In Germany, climate change is growing ever more important as an election issue, also in other parts of Europe. It was center stage for voters in Norway this week, a country that lives inside a bit of a climate contradiction. Norway has pledged to contribute no additional greenhouse gases to the atmosphere by the end of the decade, aka becoming carbon neutral. But Norway is a leading producer and exporter of oil and all the carbon emissions that go along with it. Brett Simpson reports on what net zero actually looks like on the ground in Norway, and how attitudes about oil played out in this week's parliamentary election.
Walking down the streets of Oslo, Norway feels like walking into a low-emissions future. Electric trams and buses zip alongside generous bike lanes and around parks designed to store carbon. But the real evidence of the city's low-carbon footprint is actually underground, in a vast network of tunnels housing its power lines.
We're 40 meters below Oslo, where the tunnel is now transporting power to distribute in Oslo.
Henrik Glette is with Statnett, Norway's state-run electricity provider. Once, he could have shown me the power lines we're looking at alongside any major road. But lately, the demand for new connections have grown so much, they've run out of space above ground. And they're taking them subterranean.
We have invested now in one tunnel, we're busy building a second one to reinforce the grid in Oslo for what we know is coming.
What's coming is a move to electrify everything so it can be powered by renewable energy. As Oslo races to hit net zero emissions by 2030, manufacturing, port operations, and construction are all moving off of fossil fuels. And things are getting eerily quiet.
So as you can hear, it's no noise.
That's very, very quiet for construction, huh?
Yeah, it is.
That is the sound of construction happening with battery-powered excavators and diggers. Sjur Helgesen is with Nasta, the company that makes these construction vehicles. In 2018, Oslo decided that all new public construction projects must be zero emissions. And Helgesen says that supercharged their development.
2 years ago, these machines that you have seen today, they didn't exist.
Just a few miles away along the coast, Heidi Nielsen shows me another fully electric fleet in operation.
So now we have somewhere in between 70 and 100 electric ferries all along the Norwegian coast because the government had a procurement strategy.
Nielsen's with the Oslo port. She says they've electrified their equipment too and installed electrical hookups so ships can turn off their diesel engines when they're in the port. She points to a big blue crane on the shore.
The gray crane with the seagull on top?
Yes.
Yeah, that's shore power.
All across Norway, these changes are gathering momentum. But there's a huge contradiction hanging over the country's plan to reach net zero emissions by the end of the decade. Norway's biggest export is oil. In 2020, Norway exported about 415 million barrels of oil. Burning that would emit 30 times the greenhouse gases than Norway's population does each year. And the country is still approving new oil wells. To many Norwegians, this contradiction is becoming untenable. It was a key issue in this week's national parliamentary election.
It's definitely hypocritical.
That's Arild Hernstad, the deputy leader of Norway's Green Party, which helped put the country's oil policy on the agenda for Monday's election.
If you want to invest in renewable, you have to invest in renewable and not investing in more oil in order to do some transition in the future, because we don't have time for that.
The Green Party campaigned on a platform of ending all oil drilling by 2035, hoping to win enough seats to be represented in Parliament for the first time.
If everyone here live in a zero-emission city and at the same time work in the oil industry and export a lot of CO2, that's kind of ridiculous.
But not to the two biggest parties in Norway. Benjamin Jacobsen is a Labour politician who stressed that it's a jobs issue.
Norway has a moral dilemma, of course, but we can't really risk 200,000 people their jobs because that will harm the economy and we won't be able to reach our climate goals if people are unemployed.
On Monday's nationwide election, this perspective won out. The Labour Party claimed the majority as expected, which means no end date on oil drilling. The Greens did worse than expected and didn't win enough votes for a seat in Parliament. Analysts say it was a loss for the Greens, but they still have momentum.
I would actually say that the political winds in Norway are blowing towards the Green parties.
Johannes Berg studies elections with Norway's Institute for Social Research. He says that this year, other issues like social inequality and the pandemic probably took center stage. But in the long term, as younger generations make up more of the electorate, climate issues will win out.
They are obviously the voters of tomorrow, and that generation will certainly influence Norwegian politics for the years to come.
Until then, it seems, Norwegians will keep living with the contradictions. And by 2030, they might just be a country that calls itself carbon neutral, but still exports 1 million barrels of oil a day. For The World, Brett Simpson, Norway.